highlighting the amazing stories from inside the North Clackamas School District. This is the Proud to Be NCSD podcast, hosted by longtime principal and current community relations director, Curtis Long.
Oh, we've got quite the subplot brewing for this week's edition of the Proud to Be NCSD podcast. And let's see if you and all of our subscribers can figure out this week's subject. In the subsequent world of education, our two guests are quite substantial. Yes, when a teacher's health turns a little subpar, our guests are two of the many heroes who help keep teachers from across our district from feeling, well, subdued. Now, I may be a little subjective, but without people submitting applications for this specific subcategory of job openings within our district, quite simply, we couldn't subsist. They can sometimes deal with insubordination from students. And yes, they can teach any subject, even if the subtraction lesson made at the last minute by a sick teacher is a little suboptimal. Are you getting the subliminal message we're subconsciously leaving for you? Okay, let's let all of these subwords subside. But not until I submit to you two of NCSD's favorite substitute teachers, Andrea Glasgow and Austin McCarville. Andrea and Austin, thank you for subjecting yourself to all the headphones and microphones here in the district office studio, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Great to have you here. Now, having reliable substitutes like you is far from insubstantial. Okay, that's the last one, I promise. The reason we wanted to visit with you is because, let's face it, substitute teachers are hard to come by these days. So if there are people listening who are on the fence about jumping into substitute teaching, let's talk about what makes the daily adventure so appealing to you and why you would recommend substituting in NCSD. Andrea, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about your background and why you've chosen to be a substitute in our school district.
So I taught kindergarten for Portland Public as well as ESOL for Beaverton, and I also taught in Caldwell, Idaho. I taught kindergarten there as well. And then I became a stay-at-home mom, and after that just wanted to spend time with my children. So just recently, I've returned to the classroom as a substitute teacher. My children were coming home and they were saying, oh, our principal was the PE teacher today and our principal was the music teacher today and my principal was in the afternoon. And I thought, well, their principal actually has a principal job too. So I wonder if that's somewhere where I could help the school. And that's when I decided maybe I could reach out and help the school in this way.
Yeah, some inside information for our listeners. That principal a lot of times was me, because I've had Andrea sub at the school that I was formerly principal at quite a bit. You know, I have to admit, not the greatest academic days when the principal is the substitute teacher. So I'm very thankful for teachers like Andrea. And you too, Austin. So tell us a little bit about your background and what led you to substitute teaching.
Yeah, so I was a student at North Clackamas my whole life, pretty recently, actually.
All right, let's give a shout out to which schools you went to.
I went to Ardenwald Elementary, nice. Rao Middle School, and Milwaukee High School.
Awesome. The All-Stars, the Shamrocks, and the Mustangs.
Oh, yeah. I am currently actually a student at Oregon State, going to get a degree in history and education. So I want to be a social studies teacher. And I was actually reached out to by Lucas Dix over at Rao, who I've kind of kept in touch with, telling me that about the opportunity that they needed subs and it would be a great experience for me. So I can't do it all the time as I am a full-time student, but it's been a wonderful experience being able to sub and just get tons of in-classroom experience for my future teaching career.
Wow. So you are mixing being a full-time student with substitute teaching at the same time.
Yeah, it's definitely gotten stressful at sometimes, but Oregon State's actually waived a few of my classes I need because of the in-classroom experience.
Okay.
I've got, so it's kind of balanced out.
Now, are you in Corvallis for Oregon State or an extension program up here in the Portland area?
Yeah, so I'm actually in Corvallis. Last year, I was at Mount Hood Community College, so I was able to sub a lot more. This year, I'm actually in Corvallis, but I'm home on the weekends, so I'm only subbing on Fridays.
Oh, my gosh. So yeah. You have college courses throughout the week, and then you choose to come up on Friday and get some on-the-job real training.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
My goodness. Now, being a substitute teacher can be a little unpredictable. Sometimes your commitments are booked in advance, while other times it could be a call from a frantic secretary at 6 in the morning. How has that experience been for each of you? Andrea, I know that you get quite a few calls very early in the morning.
Yes, it's fun. I like the how unpredictable it is. It actually, there's a lot of variety, and every day I kind of not really sure what my day has in store for me, which I enjoy. I think it kind of keeps me on my toes. It keeps my life interesting, and I enjoy it.
So Austin, for you, we know Fridays are your day, so I would imagine a lot of those are already pre-booked, but do you ever have Friday mornings where it's 6 a.m. and there's your phone ringing off the hook?
I haven't had that many unpredicted jobs this year because of the fact that it is Fridays, and built up enough contacts from last year, and I let them all know in the beginning of the year that it was going to be just Fridays. So this year hasn't been that unpredictable, but last year there was plenty of days where it was just wake up at 6 a.m. to a voicemail or an email from an old teacher, like, oh, can you please come in and sub, you know? So it was definitely, you know, unpredictable, but I also kind of liked that as a teacher in training. I learned to think on my feet and get a lot of, like, experience kind of like throwing things together. So I think last year I had some more unpredictability, but I liked that in retrospect.
Now for you, being a former student, I'm sure you're substituting for teachers that maybe you've had before or are working now alongside teachers that once taught you. Is that a little strange for you?
Yeah, it's definitely a little odd. I've subbed pretty much mostly at Rao Middle School, and a lot of my old teachers are still there. it was definitely an adjustment period. They told me after a few months, like, you know, you can call us by our first names now. And I was like, I don't know if I want to.
Yep.
But it's definitely been an experience. But it is really cool seeing how the buildings have changed. Milwaukee High is in a completely new building now, so that one's not as weird, but it's definitely an experience.
I can relate to that completely, because as someone who's been in the district for 20-plus years, I see some of my former students who I had in third or fourth grade, and they're now adults, and they still call me Mr. Long. And I tell them, you don't have to call me that. So, well, Mr. Long, we can't help it. It's always fun to see those former students. Okay, I definitely want to hear your thoughts about this. You've agreed to be a classroom substitute for the day. You arrive at the school and hopefully you're welcomed by the school secretary and the principal and then shown to your classroom. What happens from there when that door first opens and it's a new classroom for you, but it's before the kids are arriving? Andrea, what's going through your mind at that time?
I try to find the sub notes.
Okay, now hopefully those exist. Now there could be some emergencies where things happen for teachers overnight and sub plans don't exist. So talk a little bit about that too.
So the plans are essential. So then after that, I try to quickly as I can learn the material, the subject matter of what I'm going to be teaching that day, so that I can actually have a handle and maybe predict some questions that may arise from the students. If there aren't sub plans, then it's reaching out to the secretary, reaching out to the team teachers in the other classrooms, and you know what? It always works out. It really does. It always works out.
It always works out. That's what I always tell substitutes. You know what? The clock still goes around, and we're going to get to the end of the day eventually, and the kids will be just fine. Austin, how about for you, especially at a middle school or a high school? You come in the morning to that empty classroom, you knowing it's going to be yours for the day. What's going through your mind?
Yeah, so I think usually I try and just, like, get my bearings, you know, like, find my way around the classroom, find the important stuff, you know, Band-Aid, stuff like that, just in case. If there is sub plans, I try to get there early enough, you know, to really look it over a few times and kind of maybe plan out in my head how I want to convey the lesson. But, you know, like you said, there are those times when something happens last moment and they can't get sub plans. But like Andrew said, I usually just talk to the team teachers, get an idea from them.
Do you ever have to go to your own bag of tricks? I know sometimes substitutes have kind of some things on standby that if there's nothing there, I know I can implement this.
I would bring books, but then I found I really didn't need them. Mm. It really does work out. Like, there really is enough people in all these buildings in the schools that are so kind, so friendly, and so helpful. It really does. You're going to be okay.
Austin, have you found the same thing? If there happen to be no sub plans, things work out.
I definitely think you can, you know, you always kind of improvise and you can figure things out. One thing that I've developed over the last, you know, 10 months or so has been maybe when the sub plan is a little too small and the kids finish it early, I found that the kids love doing a Q&A. Mm. I'll tell them, like, you know, if it's like half an hour left, but they're getting pretty close to the end of the assignment, I'll say, hey, when everyone's finished, we can do a little Q&A. You can ask me some questions about, like, what it was like when I was a student, college, and that kind of stuff, and they usually enjoy that.
That'd be pretty fun, especially if you're at Rao Middle School and a former Rao Middle School. So, hey, what was it like when you were here?
Oh, all the time, yeah.
perhaps one of the most important things to do as a substitute is to build trusting relationships with students as quickly as possible. We've talked about that. How do you go about doing that, especially with kids who maybe you've never met before? Now, sometimes you come back to rooms and you've met these kids before, but let's talk about coming to a classroom for the first time. The kids are coming in. How do you start to build trusting relationships? So with them, Andrea, at the elementary level, what do you do for that?
So every time I come into the classroom, I approach it like the children will be missing their teacher. So first and foremost, I come in with that sensitivity that I am someone new, and this may be a little bit scary for them. Their teacher isn't there, and that may be something that is uncomfortable for some students. So I try to introduce myself. I tell them that I have children. I talk about my children. I ask them about themselves. We essentially shoot the breeze during the morning meeting typically, and I try to become someone that is just less scary because their teacher isn't there. Maybe they don't know me. So I think that's the first step in building the relationships with them, is just getting to know each other and showing that I care about them, because that is just the first step in any type of learning environment.
And I think elementary and middle could be a little bit different. I think elementary, they come in and say, wow, we have a substitute today. Who's that? And middle school, and now I've never taught at middle school, but I'm thinking, oh, we have a substitute. Let's see what we can get over on this guy. So what's it been like, Austin, being a substitute at middle school, trying to build relationships with kids?
Yeah, so I think the main thing I try and think about is, you know, I think back to when I was in middle school, and I was going through a pretty rough time when I was in middle school, and I know that a lot of kids can relate to that. You know, it's you're growing up and things. So I try and come in with a very open mind and know that, you know, I don't know what these students are going through, and they could be going through a really hard time right now, and I want to, you know, be delicate with that. But I think I always try and start off every day with just giving a little bit of background for myself, you know, explaining them, you know, I'm not coming in here trying to replace your teacher. I'm just a teacher in training. I'm just going to help you through the day, and trying to find little things you can relate to the kids with. If they're wearing like a sports jersey or a t-shirt or like a t-shirt of a band that I know of, trying to find connections like that, especially if it's a brand new classroom. I don't know a single kid. Little ways to kind of make yourself seem a little more relatable, you know, but also clearly establishing I may not look like it, but I am a teacher. But yeah.
Yeah, we're on a podcast, obviously, so you can't see Austin, but he could pass as a high school student, I think.
I've gotten that multiple times.
I think you could. I think you could pass as a high school student. Andrea, you could too,
just to
let you know. Elementary, you're in charge of all subjects. So is there any that you like the best? And beyond that, are there any that you're thinking, oh, yuck, I got to teach that today?
Not really.
No?
No.
No favorite ones?
No, not
so really. Like in reading at the elementary level, they often divide up into different groups and they rotate around to the teacher. Is that difficult to manage as a substitute?
Oh, no. Usually those routines are pretty firmly established by their classroom teacher, that they're pros. You know, they know what's going on and they're able to switch independently and they're able to really meet the expectations of the normal day, even with a substitute. Been my experience.
Austin, you've probably rotated around to different subject areas. What have you found most enjoyable, and maybe I don't know if I'll go back to that classroom again.
Yeah, so I think I would say my favorite to teach is probably just like a language arts type class, because that usually involves some sort of silent reading, which that's always a nice way to start off a class period. You know, you can kind of decompress and get the students settled in. But I think high risk, high reward is probably science. I've actually done two labs already this year that I've run, and they were both pretty smooth. That's always fun. But a lab with a substitute teacher can also go very wrong.
Oh, I'm sure the kids could say, oh, I'm going to use the materials for something other than what I'm supposed to be using.
Absolutely. So I would say science is probably like my favorite potentially, but the most consistent is probably just like language arts.
Glad you're listening to the Proud to Be NCSD podcast, where this week the subject is substitutes. And we're visiting with two of our district's many unsung heroes who fill in when our teachers get a first grade fever or seventh grade sniffles or even a senior stomach bug. Still to come, Andrea Glasgow and Austin McCarville explain why they still smile when a school calls at 6 a.m. And what if you'd like to make a substantial impact on kids as a sub? Up next, NCSD Human Resources joins the conversation with everything you need to know about how to apply as a substitute teacher or many other sub categories. Don't miss this special subplot of the Proud to Be NCSD podcast right after this.
Are you looking for a job right now? Looking to work in a fun and supportive environment with great pay and a rewarding career? The North Clackamas School District is hiring. We're currently filling full and part-time positions. You can work and make a difference in young lives and education as a classroom assistant or substitute teacher. Apply to work in one of our school cafeterias, where our lunch staff serves up big smiles with great food every day. We're also looking to hire before and after school caretakers, custodians, and bus drivers. In North Clackamas, we promise it won't take you long to learn why our employees say they're proud to be in NCSD. Apply today on the North Clackamas School District website or call 503-353-6000. That's 503-353-6000.
Okay, proud to be NCSD podcast listeners. Just like Andrea and Austin, we would love to have you join our team. But I know there are still a few questions out there. What if I don't have a valid teaching license? Are there substitute positions outside of the classroom? How much does it pay? How do I apply? Yes, it's like breaking news here on the podcast. And to answer those questions, let's bring on two very special guests from the North Clackamas Human Resources Department. Associate Director in Charge of Classified Staff, Alma Morales Galicia, and Associate Director in Charge of Recruitment and Retention, Keila Boyer. Alma and Keila, thanks so much for being here.
We are very excited to be here today.
Yes, thank you, Curtis, for inviting us.
All right, in what positions are we looking for substitutes?
Well, Curtis, there is a nationwide shortage of teachers, specifically substitute teachers. So here in North Clackamas, we have substitute opportunities in our buildings on a daily basis.
And we also have opportunities for non-teachers, such as people that are looking to work in our kitchen, nutrition services, people that can help us with our facilities like custodial and instructional assistants, who we now call paraeducators, as well as administrative assistants. So if you're looking to help out in the office, that's a great opportunity.
Okay, so we have two different qualifications. So we have substitute teachers and then jobs that are not necessarily inside a classroom as a teacher. Let's talk about the qualifications. What do you need to have to be a substitute teacher to actually instruct children?
That is a great question, Curtis. In the state of Oregon, you have to be a licensed teacher in order to substitute. That is through TSPC, Teacher Standards and Practices Commission. It helps through the hiring process if you already come and you're applying that you have a teaching license already in hand, because TSPC is amazing and they process so many licenses every day, but it is a process, and so there would be a delay to get you hired if you didn't come already with a teaching license.
Okay, and Alma, you're talking about positions not necessarily instructing children, so custodial, bus drivers, assistants working with the cafeteria maybe. What kind of qualifications do you need for those positions?
All you will need is the desire to work for us. We don't require experience. In fact, this is a great opportunity for those who are trying to see if education is a pathway that they would like to pursue as a career. So this is a great opportunity for you to get your feet wet.
All right, the big question, how much does being a substitute pay?
Well, in North Clackamas, we actually pay one of the higher rates in our regional area, and that is $228 a day. Then, on top of that, if you were to substitute in what's called our TLC or SLC classrooms, which are more specialized classrooms, you actually would get $300 a day. So that is, again, regionally more than most school districts pay.
What are some of the other benefits of being a substitute in North Clackamas?
I think the flexibility in your schedule, and you get to come into buildings and see students. You get to navigate through the process of learning more about our district, and perhaps you want to transition to being a permanent employee with us.
Okay, it's time for both of you to give your sales pitch. Why should people looking for work consider applying for a North Clackamas substitute position?
First and foremost, the schedule is very flexible, so we know that sometimes people are only interested in working 2 days a week or 3 days a week, so this is a good opportunity to set your own schedule. If there are any schools that are near your home, that's also a part of the flexibility as well. And you get to be part of a great team.
Yes, and I would add to that and say we have some phenomenal educators in North Clackamas and phenomenal teachers and students in our building. So why not get the opportunity to interact with them and learn more about North Clackamas? We're one of the smaller school districts, but I feel like we are a star amongst school districts in the state of Oregon.
Absolutely. Now, if they have any questions, how do future substitutes get in touch with you?
Well, probably the best way is to go to our website and look at the current job openings, because those filter to us, those applications filter to us, and then we could reach out to them.
And you can start by searching for substitute, and you will have the list of all of the substitute positions that we are hiring for.
Anything else that we missed?
You forgot to tell them about the golden ticket.
Oh, yes. How could I forget the golden ticket? Thank you, Alma. The golden ticket. If you are a licensed stub in North Clackamas, you get a free lunch when you go into the school building.
You can walk right up to the cafeteria and say, this is for me.
Yes, you get a free lunch. I think I'm not sure if the tickets are golden, but we feel like that's a golden ticket opportunity.
Can podcast hosts get a golden ticket?
Of course, Curtis. We think we should probably take you through the line so we could videotape.
I would love that. Anything else we need to add?
I'd just say North Clackamas. Clackamas is a great, diverse school district to explore.
Alma, Keela, thanks so much for your time. You are officially off the studio hot seats and can go back to adding to our awesome group of employees right here in North Clackamas.
Woo-hoo. Thank you.
Have either of you ever had a substitute teaching assignment where maybe you were a little nervous going in, and then after it's all over, you think, oh, that was pretty fun. Like Andrea, I know I've been a principal, and we've put you in music before. We've put you in PE before. You've been the health and wellness teacher before. Are there any that have made you a little weary before showing up, and then you're thinking, oh, I'd love to do that again?
Definitely PE.
PE,
definitely
okay.
PE, yes, yes, because I was always so nervous that children would hurt themselves. But they handle the materials and the equipment responsibly, and the rules are established and it's routine, so it really was nothing to worry about.
Austin, how about for you? Any subjects that you've been put into ahead of time thinking, oh, I don't know how this is going to go?
I think I would say, not to repeat myself, but science, there's been a couple labs where I've gotten that maybe seems a little stressful, but also there was one day where I did do elementary school PE.
Ooh, okay.
I came in and I was definitely curious as to how that was going to go. I had almost no experience at the elementary level. It ended up being pretty fun. We played Sharks and Minnows and did a little bowling activity game. That was pretty fun. So at the end of the day, I enjoyed myself, but I was definitely a little nervous.
A little nervous about going into elementary PE. So both of you had that in common. A little nervous about going into elementary PE. But I think that says something, and Andrea, you touched on it. Our teachers do a pretty wonderful job of setting up expectations, establishing classroom routines. And when those are set up and kids know what to do, I found that as a principal when I'd have to fill in as a substitute once in a while, if the kids know what's expected and they know the routine, a lot of times they can guide you through that. Have you found that to be true?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and Austin, especially at the middle school level, I'm sure there's some middle school kids that would rather just take charge and teach the class themselves, right, from up front.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you definitely got to be careful because there's sometimes where, I mean, sometimes it's pretty obvious if a student will say, oh, our teacher lets us do this. And I'm like, yeah, there's no way that we can do this. But usually I found it pretty common with middle school level. They'll leave a couple names and say, okay, these students are student leaders. And if it's like a pre-planned absence, they'll say, hey, I've let the kids know that you can ask them for help. So that's always helpful. There are definitely some times when a student will kind of take charge and help you out. And you can usually pretty easily tell if a student is genuinely trying to help or if they're trying to get away with something. And when they're genuinely trying to help, you know, it's always appreciated when they let you know about like a classroom rule that you maybe don't know about.
I always love that when the student says, oh yeah, teacher lets us do this all the time. Yeah, this is how it works. Now, come on. Now, come on. You don't think we really believe that, do you? In your own words, what's the best part about being a substitute teacher?
For me, it's definitely the children. I love spending time with the children and helping them learn. And those aha moments do still occur, even as a substitute teacher. Comparing it to when I was a contract teacher, I was able to see the students over the whole course of the year. And that was my greatest joy when I was a contract teacher. But those aha moments do occur, and that's one of my favorite things about being a sub.
Oh, that's great. How about for you, Austin? Best part about being a substitute?
I would say just kind of being able to repay North Clackamas. Honestly, I had a multitude of teachers over my 13 years in North Clackamas that were really great influences on me, and I think definitely influenced my decision to become a teacher, and I just would help me out, you know, whether it was a outside of school question or a school question. I feel like I always got great advice from teachers. I think last year, the last 3 months of the year, Rao had me come on just 3 days a week as a building sub, so I was able to actually get to know the kids a little more, and I think I was able to almost like take in that role that I had experience as a student level of just like getting to know the kids a little more and them being more comfortable, you know, asking you for help and that kind of stuff, and really seeing like in just a few months, you know, I was maybe able to make a little small impact on their life. Just like I had so many teachers over my time in North Clackamas make a positive impact on me. I think it was just really amazing. At the end of the year, after the last day, I realized, you know, I hope I made a little small influence on someone's life.
Oh, there's no doubt that you did. And substitute teachers do that. And I think they do that, and it's not really recognized a lot of times. It's kind of the unsung heroes of our district, those substitutes who are able to step in like both of you are able to. Do you ever remember a day when at the end of the day you thought, you know what, this is great. I don't know why more people don't pursue this job. Do you ever think that?
Absolutely, yeah. it's a great job. It's very fun.
How about for you, Austin?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, getting to pick your own schedule, I think, is honestly the best part. Going more so to last year when I had more time on my hands to sub. I think just being able to think, you can wake up in the morning and you can hop on the sub app and you can kind of have your pick one of the days and think, oh, do I want to work today? Do I not want to work today? I would say that if you're just kind of looking for something a little more like low key and being able to, you know, kind of pick your hours, I would say subbing is great. You know, it can be stressful sometimes, but it can also be very rewarding. And just being able to think, hey, you know, I could work every day this week if I wanted to, but I could also take the whole week off if I wanted to, you know.
Or you could be like Austin and be a full-time student and then fit in substituting at the same time. Or like Andrea and be a full-time mom and fit in substituting at the same time. All right, human resources isn't going to like me asking this question, but have there been times when you think to yourself, why in the world would anyone do this? Have there ever been days like that?
I think there's a tough days to every job, and that's how I like to approach it is, you know, if I was a contract teacher, I would have a hard day, and you brush yourself off and you come back the next day and it's a new day and it's going to be a better day. So of course, with substitute teaching, there's the same, you know, there's a tough day, but the next day is going to be better. And that's at least my approach to it.
I would say pretty much the same, you know, like every job is going to have bad days. I think just looking back to the good days, there's always going to be days where, you know, maybe it's a Friday and the kids are really antsy, or if it's, you know, breaks coming up soon and they just want to get home. I think there's definitely going to be stressful days where you think, oh man, you know, I maybe should have declined this job. But at the end of the day, I think you always think, hey, you know, I came in and did a job, and, you know, tomorrow's going to be better. And, you know, there's 9 times out of 10, you're going to have a fine day, but then you just got to tend to not dwell on the negative. I think with any job, like Andrew said, there's going to be bad days.
And that's a good way to put that. There will be bad days at every job. And the great part about substituting is you can see which classroom that is or which grade level or whatever. And you can say, you know what, I tried that one day. I'm going to take a break from that classroom. That's perfectly fine to do. What happens at the end of the day when you said goodbye to all of your temporary students and made sure that they're all on their way safely home? What's the end of the day look like after the kids leave?
I clean up. If there's any cleanup to do, I write a sub note to the teacher, and I also refill any supplies that need to be refilled and reset as much as I can for the next day, so that the teacher, when she or he returns, she has hopefully an easy start and a nice day.
And how about at the middle school level, Austin? What's it look like at the end of the day after those kids leave? By the way, they leave pretty darn late at middle school. It's after 4 when they finally leave.
I'll say the first thing I usually do is take a deep breath. The number one thing that gets left behind is Chromebooks.
Okay.
I think usually picking up at least 1 or 2 Chromebooks and stacking them up to bring them to the library or the technology person at the school. But yeah, I mean, just kind of similar to elementary, just cleaning up, making sure the classroom is in good shape. The last thing I would want is for a teacher who had to do some personal business that day to come to work the next day and have their classroom be a mess. So mainly just cleaning, picking up any left behind belongings and returning them to their proper place, making sure the classroom is, you know, as nice as I came into it.
In your opinion, what attributes does a person need to have to be a successful substitute teacher?
I think flexibility. I think especially I tended to be a little bit of a perfectionist. So I think something I've learned a lot as a substitute is to let that go, and that we're all going to try the very best that we can. But like Austin was saying, to not dwell on not doing it perfectly, because the kids will definitely share when you're not doing it perfectly.
That's not how the teacher does it.
Exactly.
Austin, how about for you? What attributes would a substitute teacher most likely need to have?
Yeah, I would say flexibility, open-mindedness, and some patience. You're never going to know what the day is going to bring, so you need to kind of have an open mindset. And for me, like, I'm a very, like, structured person. Like, I fill out my planner every Monday morning for the whole week, and that doesn't always line up very well with substitute teaching. So I think I've learned, honestly, to be a much more, like, go-with-the-flow person throughout the last year or so. I think that's definitely a pretty needed characteristic for subbing, and patience as well, you know. It's not always going to go the way you plan, but...
It's not? No, it doesn't quite work out that way for sure. We likely have some listeners who have their teaching license who are thinking, you know, I'm just not sure a substitute teaching is going to be a good fit for me. What advice would you give them? Those that are kind of on the fence thinking, well, I've got my license, I could do it, the district's calling me, should I go, should I not? What do you think?
Go for it. Go for it. It's fun. It's wonderful. The children are just so special to be around. Absolutely. Go for it.
Yeah, I would say, honestly, just give it a try. I mean, you know, it's not going to hurt to try. I mean, you know, like, if you just give it a week and it doesn't work out, then at least you know, you're never going to have any regrets. I would just, yeah, just give it a try. I think you'll find that it will be a very rewarding experience.
Now, in North Clackamas, teaching isn't the only way you can be a substitute. We're always on the lookout for paraeducator substitutes. Those are classroom assistants who might also work on the playground, helping in the cafeteria, or maybe assisting individual or small groups of students. Have either of you subbed in that capacity before, maybe not as a certified teacher, but at a different job within the school.
I did. I subbed as an IA because the hours are student hours. So before my youngest was in school, I would sub as an IA because then the hours would line up with my day a little bit better.
How about for you, Austin?
I have not personally, but some family members have. My mom actually just started as a substitute IA a couple weeks ago, and my grandma was a substitute lunch lady for years.
Wow. Yeah. So was your mom inspired by you?
I think she maybe got a little bit of the idea from me. She had been thinking about it on and off. I mean, even growing up, she kind of wondered if maybe she wanted to do that. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. I think there was always maybe every now and then she'd wonder if she wanted to go in and be an IA or something. But she finally went for it this year. And I don't know if I had maybe too much of an impact on that. But she definitely asked me for a little bit of advice on how like Red Rover works and stuff like that.
And for those of you that don't know, Red Rover is the computer program that helps book substitutes. So as a principal, I would often log into Red Rover in the morning and see which jobs are available and if they're filled and if they're not. And we always look for names like Andrea and Austin. Think, oh, good, they're filled. And that's who's coming. Andrea and Austin, so glad you've taken time out of your busy schedules to join us today. You've told us about all the hard work that goes into being a substitute teacher. As we start to wrap up, as that alarm goes off at 6 a.m. or even earlier, and it's a school in a bind on the other end, what motivates you to say, yep, I'll be there?
My children have had such wonderful teachers. They have touched their lives in so many different ways. And just thinking that I can help a teacher when they actually need help, giving back, is such a great motivator for me.
How about for you, Austin, when that alarm goes off at 6 a.m. and there's a school in a bind? What makes you think, yeah, I'll do it?
Yeah, I think similar to Andrea, just knowing that, you know, you're helping out. I mean, I've kind of touched on it a few times, but just repaying kind of like the great education that I got at North Clackamas and remembering all the times as a student that there were subs that when I saw that they were subbing for that day, I just got really excited. You know, there was a couple subs. I mean, I graduated 2.5 years ago now, and I still remember some subs that I just loved and I had multiple times throughout my time. And I think maybe the kids will get a little excited when they see my name versus someone they might not know. I think just kind of repaying, trying to be there for the kids.
Well, Andrea and Austin, first off, I want to say thank you for agreeing to be a part of our podcast today. But more importantly, on behalf of our school district, thank you for the amazing work both of you do nearly every day as substitute teachers within our district. It is people like you who truly make us proud to be in CSD. All right, so what do your schedules look like for next week? Already booked?
I have a Monday job and a Friday job for sure.
Next week, I don't have too much booked. My winter break's going to be a lot longer than North Clackamas's, so I've left all those dates with some contacts and let them know, you know, I'll be home the whole 5 weeks, and there's 3 weeks that you guys are still in school that I'll be able to sub for, so I think they're kind of giving me a little bit of a break as I prep for finals, but I know the month of December, the first weeks of January, I'm already getting people messaging me, can you fill in these days?
Andrea Glasgow, Austin McCarville, remember those names. Two of our favorite substitutes within the district. As for our proud to be NCSD listeners, how do your schedules look for next week? Hopefully they include listening to this show. Remember, we're always looking for more substitutes in our buildings. You can find more details on our district website, and you can also find the next exciting edition of the Proud to be NCSD podcast next week. Thanks to all of our listeners. There's certainly no substitute for you, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to the Proud to Be NCSD podcast. In North Clackamas, we know that education is a community effort, and we're so thankful that you and your family are a part of our community. Until next time, remember, there are always great things to see wherever you go in NCSD.